Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Mike Shope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550.
Hi there. Is anybody thinking about the end of the stadium yet? How much are you thinking about the end of the stadium? Like, is it just me being obsessed with endings? Or, like, are the diehards, like, trying to figure out how they want to leave, basically? How they want to end their stadium experience? Is it maybe not that, like, profound because the new place will be across the street?
I would think it's profound. I mean, I think it's going to be important to people for sure. I don't think the fact that the new place is right across the street matters. There was a lot of emotion about the odd, and the arena was right up the street. So,
okay.
And you know, I think, you know, we had the Sabres in there for what, 26 years, right? Mm-hmm. And the Bills have been the stadium currently for way longer
plus
than that. Yeah. So, you know, maybe the frequency of trips is similar with all the years, considering there's 40 home games in the, anyway, it'll be emotional, I think, for people. Maybe some people it will sneak up on because they're not thinking too much about it yet. But I know it was your beloved Everton closed down,
yes,
their stadium, and they're moving like a mile away. So, you know, it's not right across the street. But watching that, I found myself like sort of getting in the headspace to be thinking about really respecting the idea that the stadium is going away and that it's going to be important to people.
Yes, that was Goodison Park, and I think it had been there in use for like 130 years or
right,
something.
Which is,
like,
you know,
Fenway.
Pretty heavy duty.
Longer than Fenway.
And, you know, a lot of those stadiums, and that one included, you know, they show you the aerial shot of it.
Can't believe it.
And it's just, yeah, I mean, it's just, you think Green Bay is in a neighborhood, right? Lambeau Field. Like, this is literally like someone's house is right at the corner, and across the street is the stadium.
It's more,
it's just,
yes,
incredible. There's blocks and blocks of homes right within, you know, a par three of the place.
It's more like Wrigley in that way.
Right,
where,
right.
Like, you just can't drive there. This stadium, that was the first time I really looked at it, was that last game, Everton. And there's just like a small parking lot, which I presume is for like the people who own the team, maybe, and maybe a couple of players, like the good players, get a parking spot. But nobody is driving there.
Right.
Just like lifestyle there, I think. Like just you couldn't drive to that stadium, really.
There's a train station within proximity, and I think that's the way people get there largely.
And you would never drive to Wrigley Field. You would have to take the L train. You'd have to take, you know, whatever the number is. North, in, and then out. You can't drive to Wrigley Field. I don't know about
on a game day. Maybe you could, if you're just you know, they're on the road and you want to go see it, to take a picture of the big famous sign or whatever, you can probably drive up there. But
maybe.
Yeah,
I remember that about Lambeau.
On a game day. Yeah, I only say that about Lambeau just because I've heard it, the kids with the bikes and the whole thing.
But you saw the draft. Like the draft, there was tons of parking lot.
Yeah, I feel like that's changed over the years. Maybe. Like they've taken, you know, maybe more ownership or eminent domain. I don't know. There's a bigger footprint there than there was originally. But yeah, Everton, I had never seen an aerial shot quite like they had during that closing final game there. But I think maybe a few years ago, I was watching on some Saturday or Sunday morning, and they showed like a little piece where there were like some fans just walking down the street, and like they turn a corner and like there's the stadium, and like there's just these, you know, very stereotypical English neighborhood, you know, row houses one after the other, and these kids are walking through the street, and then like there's the there it is, this is like bam.
That also reminds me of Wrigley in a different way. The first time I ever went there, it's okay, there's Wrigley Field, but again, like there's no real space around it. You can't drive there. It's different from like our stadium experiences, right, or most. So, all right, that's cool. There it is. There's that sign. There's the stadium. There it is. You go in, and then you go down, and then up the whatever your seat, your aisle is. And there is Wrigley Field. Like sun splashed, the whole field, the grass, the ivy, the brick. That's the moment. The scoreboard to go in through home plate, down, and then up into the, like basically to the ballpark, is incredible.
I have not experienced, I've never been to Chicago, so I've never been to Wrigley Field, so I've not experienced that. The closest I've got is doing the same at Fenway many, many times.
Mm-hmm.
And like I feel emotional thinking about how I feel when I do that. It's just such a spread, you know. It's just such a famous, iconic view. If you walk in, at the field level concourse through a narrow little hallway, and then it just opens, you're just like, oh yeah, yeah. I've seen this on TV a million times. This is incredible, and someday I hope I get to go back there. It has been many, many, many years. My kids, I've never been since we've had kids. Maybe the last time was my bachelor party. We went to Boston for my bachelor party to see the Braves and the Red Sox in the summer of 99. Like maybe just 2 or 3 weeks before we got married.
Great rivalry.
Right. And so it's been a while since I've had that. So, and you know, any stadium can give you that. The Bills Stadium can give fans that. I feel that when we would go there for even a practice or something in the summer and just walk in there, sit down, and just take it in, it never really gets old. You know, a football stadium is hard. It's hard for it to have the charm, I would say, that these old baseball parks we're talking about have, or a 130-year-old soccer stadium in Everton. But still, it is special when you get to sit there, especially for me when there's nobody in it. Like, we've had those opportunities many times for those open practices. We get there at, 2 o'clock for our show, and we're, there's, 12 people there, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's like a Marlins game.
Right. We're two of them. So I don't know if it, if people are already thinking about it. But I wouldn't be surprised if some are. I mean, maybe every tailgate will be above and beyond, like a bigger effort than ever before, because it's going to be the last one. Someone at a tailgate, maybe that people are at, it will be their last time there. They're not going to be there for the final game. They don't go to lots of games, but I'm here one more time. There'll be a lot of that. It'd be a lot of people's final times before it's everyone's final time.
I would think that'd be me. Like, I'll want to do that once more, even if the other stadium is so close.
Yeah.
It'll be the same people on the other side of the road. But I think I'll want to do that one more time. It's a great schedule for it. It's not like other things, though, where you just know the closing date. The last night at Toutant, we both went, this is it. Like, it's good. There's no playoffs. If there were, Toutant would be in it. There's no playoffs. So we're going, and that's the end. And, like, that's a theatrical production. That's like most things where you know last day of school, this is the last time I have a chance to be here. The Bills season, I mean, hopefully, almost definitely will not be like that. And that's complicated. I mean, they have that last game against the Jets. It'll be on January 4th, probably. I mean, unless it gets moved for some reason. I don't know if that's possible. The time will still be like to be determined. But that's probably the last regular season game. And so what? If they have another year like they've had the last five, where they're playing at home the next week, and maybe again, and maybe even again after that. Like, you really can't plan for the end. If anybody is, that's why I say, like, is anybody doing that? Because you can't easily sort of line it up. You don't know if that's going to be the last game. Everybody's hoping that it isn't.
This might be sloppy, but it might be a little bit like, I don't know, if you have... have a loved one whose birthday is very close to Christmas, say. In my house, this happens. My wife's birthday is very close in proximity to Christmas. And you have to make a special effort. Not that, I mean, Christmas is planned and it's finite too. So this, I'll stop with this. The point I'm going to make here is, because the was never going to work. You should plan on doing whatever you're doing to honor the stadium, you know, just get it out, whatever you want to do. I think you should plan on doing that for that Jet game, whether it's on Saturday or Sunday that weekend, because I think Saturday is still a possibility for that weekend for some games.
Yeah.
But whatever day, that's it. Do your thing, because if the final game there is a playoff game and they don't win it, that's going to ruin the whole celebration of the stadium for some people. I think you're going to be so overwhelmed with sadness that they've lost another home playoff game, especially if it's the Chiefs again or something, like, that it just won't. I don't think you'd be inclined to want to linger in the parking lot afterward. Whereas after the finale, yeah, it is also January and it's going to be probably pretty cold, but you know, you, especially if the game is at 1 o'clock, you can sort of plan on, like, let's have one last drink around the garbage can fire and, like, just do all the stuff that we want to do. Whereas I think after a playoff game, if it doesn't go their way, you're just going to kind of want to get in your car with the heat on and just wait for the traffic to break.
Maybe. There would be people that would never want to leave. If, like, that would just be so crushing. But, yeah, you know, it's just, you really can't know. I wonder if whenever the last game is, the whole operation would let you stay later. I don't know if that's going to be possible, but I know that you need to be at that Jet game and get thrown out. Then you will be, like, definitely making history, being thrown out of the last game at the Odd and the last game at the stadium. Somehow that needs to happen. If I can help arrange it, let me know. Well, this guy, take you know, a little bit of whiskey in there. So take a flask in,
right,
and I'll point you out, and you can get run, and then you'll have made history.
And I'll have my both bases covered there. Yeah.
Dump it on somebody. Right, dump your water on somebody.
Right. I don't need to sneak something in, really.
Dump something out.
What I did to get thrown out of the final game at the Odd was accidentally tip a beer over on people who we'd also already been sort of spilling unknowingly beer on for, you know, a little while prior to that. And that was that. We just, they came for us and we didn't run. We just, like, we deserved to be thrown out.
Yeah, you're right.
Right. My buddy's like, we should leg it. I'm like, nope, I'm just going to eat this. There's nothing, we should not run. I won't feel good. I'll be, what are we going to do? Run down two levels or something from the standing room and find a spot in an aisle in the Reds. And the whole time I'm going to be looking over my shoulder.
Yeah.
Because like security, they have walkie talkies. Like they're going to be looking for us.
You're in a movie now.
Let's just eat it.
You're Richard Kimball without the bionic arm or whatever. That's such a great thing though. I mean, somebody got some beer spilled on them. You didn't get to watch the end of the game, but you know, for 35 years you've had it that you or more, almost 40. Holy cow!
Yeah.
No, not, come on, almost 30.
Yeah, right.
Almost
okay.
30.
Sorry,
I did that for some other reason earlier. I'm adding decades to things because everything just seems like so long ago. It must be like 50 years ago.
Yeah, you know, in the moment, I think I've told you this before. I was kind of nervous. I'd only been on the radio for.
Oh,
like that. It started in like September of 95. So this is what, April of 96. And, you know, so I'm pretty new here and I'm thinking this could get me fired. This could get me fired. If this gets out, I could get fired. I was really upset about it. After all the drama of the moment subsided, like when the metal door slammed behind us and we're on Pearl Street, like the finality, there's no one around. Everyone's inside the building watching the banners come down. My buddy and I are standing there. The metal door slams, and then it hit me like, oh no. What if the station finds out that I but now all these years later, yeah, it is, it's a great story. Hopefully if the person who I spilled the beer on is out there, they don't mind that I'm referring to it as a great story.
I would who that could be somebody that just never knew until right now that was you. I remember that. Wait a minute, that happened to me. I was in the last row of that game. Wait a minute, right. What happened there? Who's this guy? That was him. Well, it'll be interesting if it's not already. I do tend to rush to these things, not even just for something to talk about, but thinking about like, all right, this is going to be it. This is going to be the last time. I do that in like almost macabre ways in my personal life too, which is not something I'm really proud of. But oh, this might be the last time I do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like it's kind of a drag living like that. But anyway, like the stadium thing with the Bills, it's one more big wrinkle to this year, because we always have the bye week and matchups and, you know, rest between games, Saturday, Sunday, what is it going to be, who, when, all the different possibilities in the postseason if they make it. Like if, perish the thought, if New England is really good and gives the Bills a race, then all right, well, in the context of the end of the stadium, maybe you go to that Jet game and you don't know if that's going to be it. Like, they might have to win it, or they're going on the road, but maybe they'll be like a 5 seed or something, mm-hmm. and they could still play at home, whatever. Like, there could be some real uncertainty to that. Anyway.
Yeah, that's not real likely, obviously, but it certainly is possible. Yeah, I mean, teams come out of nowhere. I don't want to say all the time, but I mean, it happens.
Well, look, it's not that, again, like, dare I say it, it's not that incredible for any team to have to actually one time fight for a division title. You know, like we did New England a few days ago and we got to 10 wins without even really trying. Like it could be better, but it also could easily be worse than that.
Yeah.
But we just got to 10 wins.
But if that's in the window, then any bump for the Bills, you know, any turbulence could make that into a race.
Right. I mean, just a good season, if not a great one, but a good season would make that close if New England won 10 games. And that's it, in terms of the Patriots, when we did that, they didn't beat the Bills either time in our little
mm-hmm.
run through. So,
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
If that happens and you're getting down to the end of the season, not knowing if they might have to go on the road, this is 2 years. If 2 years ago happens,
right?
I mean, don't we think of that team as really good, as sort of the same as all these other teams? I guess I do. And they needed to win week 18, which is apparently a thing. They needed to win week 18 to play at home in the playoffs, or else they would have been the lowest seed. And, like, you get that.
Yep.
That's the end of it.
Yeah, nothing really squirrely happened. I mean, they had, you know, injuries. Everybody has injuries. But, like, there wasn't a devastating one to the most important guy on the field.
No, right.
Or anything. And right. They still had that season. That's right.
Yeah, like, why did they have only that season that year? What was the story, as you remember it?
All I can really remember is the Philadelphia game enraged me. I don't I don't know if I remember really much of anything else.
They lost to Zach Wilson in week one after Rodgers went hurt. They lost in London to Jacksonville. They lost at Foxborough, listen to this, to Mac Jones. They lost a Sunday night game at Cincinnati. They lost to Russell Wilson's Broncos at home on a Monday night. That's the end of Dorsey,
right,
who had the terrible misfortune of having sent too many guys on to block a field goal.
Right.
Costing the offensive coordinator his job, or else he never would have lost it. Then it's the Eagles, and that's it. So they're 6-6. And, I mean, that team probably had great point differential. I mean, I know it did. And still just, like, had to fight for it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I wonder if anybody's making plans for the end. You know, like, how do you want to do it? Bulldogs should get thrown out. I should storm the field and help take the goalpost down.
Yes, you should. That's right.
Because that was my thing.
I would like to be there to help you with that, but I will already been thrown out.
Yes.
Right.
Ironically, I will not be thrown out for storming the field. You will be for spilling your beer.
Right.
Is that going to happen no matter what? Will the Bills do everything to prevent that? Horses and...
Maybe. That was what they did. Here we go, full circle for this segment anyway. Everton didn't have horses, but they had, I mean, there was
tons of
a line security. Of security. There was no opening. So, I don't know. I mean, for safety's sake, then maybe they do that to try to deter people, and hopefully it doesn't turn into a thing where people refuse to be deterred. Because that could get up. There are going to be, no matter how many security people there are, if there are not horses... the number of people, if there are enough of them, could overwhelm security, and then you could have a situation on your hands.
It's worse if they lose, right?
Yes.
Well, it's enough about that.
Yeah, let's not dwell on that.
Yeah. You know, the morning guys, I want to play with this also, not exactly speaking of the end of the stadium, but a little, I guess, indirectly. Last couple days, they've framed topics around the Bills and the AFC Championship game. Yesterday it was, I think it was yesterday, was about would Josh Allen have taken any of the drought teams to the AFC Championship game, which why do you pick that game? Because that's as far as they've gone, right? That's this team
yep.
currently maxing out. So AFC Championship game. And then today it was about how would any season where you don't make that game be considered a failure? And this is, I hope, I don't even need to say it, but no knock on them. I mean, it's interesting to talk about both of these things. It's interesting to me to think about the AFC Championship as a framework. Like, what day was it? Was it last week when I asked you if making the Super Bowl mm-hmm. and winning it are the same thing. Like, right. just sort of, it's always about getting there, but getting there and losing isn't, how much better is that, right? Than what the Bills have already done.
Yeah. It's,
and
yeah.
I don't know how different the AFC Championship is anymore than the divisional round. You know, it's just like, I know it's more, I know it's farther.
Yeah.
But to me, this is an era, and it's been 6 years in a row they've been in the playoffs. If you want, you can just make it the five since they've won the division, just the same. And division round, AFC Championship, like, I don't even have to think about it to know which season is which.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really mean anything to me. Like, it should probably, because one is better. But if the Bills lose, they didn't call me for my opinion. If they lose in the AFC Championship, or if they lose in the second round, I don't know how different it is. They've done both multiple times already, which is not like exactly to their question.
Yeah.
Their question was, is it a failure if you go that far and lose? Like, that's its own thing. But I don't know. Like, that game isn't really sort of a flashpoint.
I think it served a purpose for some of the shaping of the conversation about McDermott. that they got back to the AFC title game after getting there really in the first year of this run as a serious contender. I'm also omitting 19 from this. And so it wasn't – you didn't hit your head on the same ceiling, but I think now that you've done that twice and the other thing three times, is that right? Three divisional round losses, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, twice to Kansas City, once to Cincinnati. They are – they're the same now.
They're the same to me.
I think. I know literally it's, like you said, it's another level up, but it isn't going to quench anybody's thirst if they make it to the AFC title game and lose again.
No, you're starting to rack these things up.
Right.
Over there. Some people would rather they, if you had the option of losing the AFC championship game or like not even make the playoffs, I don't know, that it wouldn't be unanimous.
Yeah. Well,
the excitement, looking forward to it. Like, just don't tease me anymore. Ah, whatever.
I hate that point of view okay. so much.
Okay. It doesn't have to.
No, I know. But I know
we
exists.
Might not find a person who would say that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go looking.
You take me on the ride every time.
803-0550, the end of the stadium, the stakes this year, and we'll get to more over the course of the day. Ian Harditz will join us from Matthew Berry's Fantasy Life to talk about the Bills, stats and forecast for this year. Paul Hamilton as well later on. The Stanley Cup Finals start tonight. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, here at 803-0550. This is WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.